in New York City. 5.7 left. No timeouts remaining. Anunoby is handed the ball. Finds Brunson at midcourt. Launches a straight on three. Missed it short. Tip by Anunoby. He put it in. Anunoby put it in. The Knicks take the lead with 1.2 to go.
Buckle in here, folks. Anunoby will trigger the inbound. Shamit's on the floor. Bridges on the floor. Towns on the floor. And, of course, Brunson. No timeouts remaining for the Knicks, so they got to get it in. 5.7 to play. Anunoby to inbound. Anunoby looking, gets it to Brunson, tiptoes the line, saves it. Pulls up deep three, off the front of the rim, tipped up and in! And the Knicks have taken the lead with 1.2 seconds remaining. OG Anunoby with a follow-up tip.
Whew. I hope you all stayed up for that one. Bobby Betts, I was worried. I was worried you were going to miss that one last night.
No, it's just something about it. I texted my friend Evan last night at 8:22. I said, this is the end of the first half. I said, I like the start. We're fine. He didn't respond back to me. I texted him this morning. I said, I told you we were fine. He goes, yeah, you did.
And my brother texted me. He said, bet the money line now.
Yeah.
So he said, halftime, said, bet it now.
Did you?
No, I did not. I almost did when they were down 15 at the end of the third.
My buddy did do that.
At the end of the third?
He bet the money line at the end of the third, got it at like plus like, I think it was like 455 or something like that. And then OG hit the tip and he sends back, oh my God. I said, OG. Yeah, dude. Just a nuts game last night. The stat of the entire game is the largest lead for the Spurs was 29. The largest lead for the Knicks, one.
One. That's the best stat of the day. It really is, Dusty.
Crazy.
Their first lead came with like a minute left to go.
I know. Just insane. I don't even know what to say. I mean, because there's really not much you can say because, guys, this is the first time we've ever seen something like this happen in any of our lifetimes. It's the greatest comeback in the history of the NBA Finals. And it's so funny because I was on, with Gemini last night and I'm going through the chats that I was having with Gemini last night. In the first half, it's like, okay, give me the worst losses in one game and, you know, history of the playoffs for any team in American professional sports. And by the end of the night, I'm like, what are the greatest comebacks in sports history? Because that's what it went. It went from arguably one of the worst losses that anybody had ever seen to one of the greatest, if not the greatest, comebacks in any sport that any of us have ever seen. And for me, I don't know how you guys feel about this, the only thing that I can comp this to is the 28-3 Super Bowl. I mean, that really is the only thing you can comp this to is New England coming back, and they have arguably the greatest of all time as their quarterback, and they came back and they won that Super Bowl when they were down 28-3, and quite frankly, that's the only thing that I can compare this to right now.
Yeah, it's I think it's probably in the top five, maybe top three NBA games I've ever seen.
Yeah, it has to be.
I know the first game, I was telling Mac this, the first game I think I can remember to detail is the 98 game where Jordan took over in the last like 8 seconds, where it was like 6 points in like 10 seconds, where he scores, goes down, steals it from Malone, then goes down, hits a shot against Russell, and they win the sixth title for Jordan in the second three-peat. That's up there. Robert Horry's shot for the Lakers at the top of the key where he hits that and then does like the pose and all that. LeBron's block in the route of the 3-1 comeback and then that game last night. I mean,
Ray Allen probably from the corner.
That's a big one. Yeah. That's a big one. And then watching all the Miami fans trying to get back in and they're you left. Mm-hmm. So like that's up there. I really felt kind of in that game, if I was a Knicks fan, it kind of gave me the feel of watching that Chiefs-Texans game when it's, 24 to nothing and you're like, really? Like, we're just going to get our asses completely kicked. We're going to get completely just beat up and just get ran out of our own arena. Chiefs and Texans, divisional game. I know it's not the same impact, but then you just start seeing things happen and you start putting that more and more, like, belief into your brain and you're like, well, I mean, it's 24-7. Oh, we just, stopped him on a block, on a fake punt. It's 24-14. Oh my God, it's 24-21.
Right.
And you're like, we're going to win this game. Mm-hmm. And I think that I had that realization last night when it got to 90 to 75.
Okay. That's kind of when I started to feel like this thing is turning a little bit.
And when it got to 15, I'm like, it's the NBA, man. Like, they hit two shots and get two stops. All of a sudden, it's 9.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here we go. And then Brunson kind of turned it on in the second half, got real hot. Wemby got real cold. And you saw a team get comfortable, and then you saw a team get comfortably uncomfortable. And I don't want to say that the Spurs got, you know, lazy, or they got, you know, too comfortable with too big of a lead. I'm not going to say that, but damn, man, that game last night, I mean, just a cigarette of a game.
I mean, just
8 made shots for the Spurs in the whole second half.
Yeah, they were 8 of 39 in the second half shooting. In the second half, they scored 30 total points in that second half.
Yep.
And to make it even matters worse, they were 3 of 17 in the second half from the three-point arc, beyond the three-point arc, and continue to shoot and continue to shoot and continue to shoot. And they were absolutely abysmal. They were 14 of 26 in the first half from beyond the arc. And then you go out there well over 50%. And then go 3 of 17 in the second half. I mean, that was absolutely abysmal. And I think a lot of the ire of Spurs fans, if there is ire of Spurs fans today, I don't know if they're going to be like ticked off.
Well, I saw they changed their logo to the Falcons.
I did see that. That was fantastic. They had the Falcon logo with a little spur coming off it. They made it silver
That's
and
great.
Black. It was wonderful. Well done, NFL memes on that one. But the funniest thing that I've seen today has been the 1 minute and 36 second compilation of the De'Aaron Fox plays that sucked in the second half that game. And you know, people talk about gambling all the time. I mean, watching De'Aaron Fox in the second half of that game yesterday, you're like, man, is Sorsby out there? Like, what is going on? I mean, that was I've never seen a guy play so poorly and so ignorantly like I saw De'Aaron Fox play in that second half yesterday. And you do question, like, what the hell was that guy doing? And I'm not even talking about the last play. Go back and watch the video, because I did re-exit up there on Twitter, and you can watch these plays. I mean, the lazy passes, the ill-advised turnovers,
the bad shots.
I mean, De'Aaron Fox in the second half was as bad a performer as I've seen in a very long time, and it looked like his head wasn't in the game. He wasn't there. He didn't want to be playing in the second half, and they just gave that game away, and it was crazy to watch. Again, none of us, we've never seen anything like that, guys, ever in our entire lives. As a 29-point comeback in the second half of an NBA game is just absolutely stunning, and I hate when people always use the term instant classic, because not every game is an instant classic. That one, feel free to use the instant classic term, because that was an instant classic last night.
We saw the dumbest basketball team in the history of civilization.
Oh, wow.
We saw they had a 25-point lead, took eight straight threes. Like, they thought to get, like, that was some of the most mismanaged, stupid basketball. Hey, when you blow a 29-point lead, the other team has to help you. The San Antonio Spurs helped the New York Knicks win this game by doing some of the stupid-ass stuff I've ever seen on a basketball court.
Congratulations to the Knicks for coming back. But, Chuck, I agree with you. They played terrible basketball. They got comfortable.
That's what it was. They got comfortable. They got comfortable. They never ran clock. They're shooting ill-advised threes. You're up 29 points. Milk the clock. Spin it around the arc a couple of times. Kill the 24-second clock.
I personally, just as a Celtics fan, I've seen Celtics fans lose many a game with big leads by doing that.
Yeah.
So I hate that strategy. But yeah, call timeouts, reset, new lineups. You got to try new stuff. Hey, 29 points against this team. They now have a winning record, the Knicks, in the playoffs. I got to look up that stat. I think I bookmarked it on Twitter. But the rest of the NBA in history is like, you know, 1% winning percentage against the, you know, when you're down 20 plus points in the playoffs. But De'Aaron Fox, as you mentioned, the veteran point guard on this team, the veteran player on this team.
He's the older guy on the team.
He's the guy. The Clutch Player of the Year award started 4 years ago. He was the first Clutch Player of the Year award winner. Last night, he did not look like it. That was
the antithesis of that.
That was abysmal. And Mitch Johnson, you guys mentioned the 15-point lead. Mm-hmm. The beginning of the fourth quarter, when it got down to 12, they hit a three. I can't remember who it was to get it down to 12 for the Knicks.
Yeah.
They showed Mitch Johnson looked like a little scared boy who had pissed his pants.
Well, yeah.
And the rest of the team, but
he's
you're
not
the leader.
A growing
leader. The rest of the team is looking to him, and I'm like, oh, it's done.
Yeah.
I mean, this is done. There's no Greg Popovich speech coming right now.
No, there's not. Not at that point in time.
This is you, buddy.
And he froze on the sidelines. And it's so funny how the dynamics of games change, because I texted our friend Ben Maller. I go, wow, if the Knicks blow this and they end up losing the series, you got to fire Mike Brown at the end of the season, right? And I'm being serious about that. If the Knicks are up 2-0 and ended up losing the NBA Finals and got their doors blown off last night, like it was looking, you have to fire Mike Brown. You don't have a choice in that matter for blowing that kind of lead. And now look at where the conversation has shifted to. Now everybody's talking about Mitch Johnson and his lack of performance or whatever it was last night. But look, at the end of the day, players got to play. Players got to make their shots. And Wemby's as much to blame for this as anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, Dusty said 90-75, and I'm with you. I remember looking at 90-75 going, this thing's very close. And then with 147 to go, you're at the line, man. You got to hit those free throws. You've got to hit those free throws. And that's the thing, man. If you're going to be the star and the face of this league, you've got to come up with those big moments, and you've got to find a way to make the shots when it matters the most. I mean, when you look at what Wemby did, man, 8 points in the second half, 3 of 14 shooting, 4 of 7 from the line. You got to do better than that. And those are the expectations that get set. If you want to be the face of and the star of these leagues, you've got to lead your team. And that's what Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, all the greats of all time have led their teams to a championship. Wemby did not do that last night. Had the opportunity and didn't do it. And he's young. He's only 22 years old. You never really hit in that first moment. Ask Mahomes. Ask Jordan. Ask all these guys. But, man, the conversation about Wemby, man, that's going to change big time, because people are going to look at him and go, maybe he's not a big-time player, but he's got to do it in the postseason, and we'll see. He's got many of opportunity ahead of him, but right now, man, that guy went ice cold at the worst possible time.
Yeah, I hope that's not the conversation. That would be.
Yeah, it's. Well, he's got time.
But. And he's been great this whole postseason. He had a really bad second half. The whole team did. It was an ultimate choke job, ultimate epic choke job.
How does an entire team go that cold?
Yeah, after being that hot.
Being that hot.
Magma hot. By the way, that stat, teams down 20-plus points in postseason last 2 years. Knicks 5-3. The rest of the NBA 4-71.
They like being down.
They have more wins than the rest of the league.
It's like the Chiefs. Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the best part about the whole thing at the end of the game is nobody left.
Nobody left, and I was going to say that, too. That was my favorite thing.
They went in the locker room and they go, hey, they're still here. Who? Everyone.
Everyone's here.
I mean, the look on the celebrities on that row last night when that game ended and the shot by OG went in, I mean, it was like, I've never seen anything like it, and I did. I love that nobody left. Everybody just milled around on that court like it was the end of a high school basketball game, and you were waiting for your kid to come out of the locker room so you could go get custard, you know? That's kind of what that reminded me of.
I don't know if you've seen Little Big League, but it's the movie about the little kid that takes over as manager of the Twins, and they lose to the Mariners at the very end, and the security guard comes into the locker room. He's like, hey, Billy. He's like, what's up? He goes, they're still here. He's like, who? He's like, everyone. And he comes back out, and the entire crowd's there, giving like a standing ovation. That's what that reminded me of last night.
That was cool. That's a cool moment, yeah.
Speaking of a cool moment, somebody's bank account got really big yesterday, and he plays quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Plus, the World Cup starts today here in Kansas City, I think. No, maybe not. Fan Fest is open, but the World Cup does start today. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.